WWEG, WWEG HD1 Myersville.
The lights have gone down, and it's time to rock.
Welcome to Ego Concert Classics, featuring live cuts from your favorite bands from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Here's your host, Aaron Shaw, on 106.9 The Eagle.
Hey, it's Erin Shaw, your host for Eagle Concert Classics. Thanks for joining me. We're celebrating two big birthdays this weekend. The first one being Jeff Lynne from ELO. He turned 73 years young on the 30th. The second birthday we're going to celebrate is Aerosmith's Tom Hamilton. He's a New Year's Eve baby turning 69 years old. To celebrate, let's listen to some of your favorite live cuts from ELO and Aerosmith. We're going to start it all off with some ELO. The first song I'm going to play was their very first top 40 hit in the U.S. It's off of their El Dorado album. Jeff Lynne said he actually wrote this song to prove a point to his dad. He said they were arguing about something, and his father said, "That's the trouble with your tunes. They've got no bloody tune." So he said to himself, "I'll show you a tune." Then he wrote "Can't Get It Out of My Head" just to show him he could do it. And it worked out pretty well for them.
Now my
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. We're celebrating Jeff Lynne's birthday by playing some of your favorite ELO live cuts. A lot of people enjoy the song Don't Bring Me Down, but a select group of people really enjoyed it. The song was played to astronauts on the space shuttle Columbia as their wake-up call on July 6, 1996. The band also dedicated the song to Skylab that came crashing down from space in 1979. The next song was thrown together pretty quickly, and the reason they wrote it was, well, the record Face the Music needed another song. So one morning while the rest of the band was out, Jeff Lynne sat at the piano, played the opening piano riff, put it together. The band came in, recorded the track later that day. The lyrics were written and recorded the next day, and the rest is history. Here's Evil Woman.
You made a fool of me, but them broken dreams have got to
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was ELO with Livin' Thing, and you may never listen to that song again the same way, so I'm glad I'm telling you this after the song. In an interview, Jeff Lynne said the song was about loss of love, although its initial inspiration was about a food poisoning. He let that slip back in 2014. He said, "You'll never be able to listen to it the same again." So I got to see Jeff Lynne not too long ago in concert. My mom and I went all the way to Philadelphia to see him. He was on my wish list, so we went to see him, and I'm telling you, from the first note, goosebumps. So as soon as I saw he was coming back to town, I said, we have to go see him again. He puts on one amazing live show, and this is probably one of my favorite songs. Here's Strange Magic.
So high, I get it.
talking matters in my mind, making waves across my time. Oh no, oh no, I'm getting strange magic. Oh water,
strange magic.
Oh it's a strange. Searching, hold on, sweet talking love.
listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. We're celebrating Jeff Lynne's birthday. He just turned 73 years young on December 30th. We're playing all your favorite ELO live cuts. That was Sweet Talkin' Woman. The song was originally called Dead End Street, but Jeff Lynne decided he wasn't happy with it. He said the song was finished. He listened to it. He came down into the studio and said, I hate it. Let's rub all the vocals off. So we went back to the hotel room, wrote some new lyrics, tried it the next day, and it worked, so he kept it. I can't even imagine how frustrating it would be to have a song done, but it's just not perfect to you, so you gotta rewrite it. The next song I'm gonna play, and the last one in our ELO set, was inspired by the Swiss Alps. Jeff Lynne locked himself away in a Swiss chalet. Sounds tough, right? He was attempting to write ELO's follow-up to a new world record. It was dark and misty for 2 weeks, and he said he didn't come up with a thing, and suddenly the sun shone through, and it was like, wow, look at those beautiful Alps. He wrote Mr. Blue Sky and 13 other songs in those next 2 weeks. This song just always makes you happy. Here's Mr. Blue Sky.
The sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey. On the street trail once was pretty, Mr. Blue. Sky is living here today. Hey! Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. That wraps up our ELO live set. Up next, we're going to celebrate Tom Hamilton's birthday. He's a New Year's Eve baby, with some of your favorite Aerosmith live cuts. Coming up next, don't go anywhere.